We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Stupid.
Just, you forget the how long it like trails out.
Well, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Our system here is schizophrenic. Huh. Sometimes it will. Sometimes Post Malone goes on for another like minute and a half or whatever. Other times it doesn't. Yes, we're getting very close to high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. I had mentioned a moment ago, we need two P1s if we could. Chris has already volunteered. Chris has already volunteered to be part of this. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Thanks. You're good people. Appreciate
my morning.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Oh, old school talk.
I like it.
Old school talk. We could use a single, if you are listening right now, you are single and you have 4 minutes that you could spend with us. I wanted to do a bit that originally was going to be Kayla, confirm or deny. But then I thought maybe we should just bring in some help.
All right.
It will go super quick. Then we will get to high low. I want to go to Disneyland. The other thing, if you're calling this morning, too, because I picked up the phone thinking it was going to be another, you know, the other girl that we needed. Yeah. So I picked up the phone. Little Jess, we don't know what happened. Something happened to her on Friday.
Well, she has to go to a chiropractor or something now this morning. It's insane. So I don't, yeah.
Told her not to do yoga till she was ready. You got to work your way into these things. Told her, don't go to Orange Theory if you ain't ready to go to Orange Theory.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's out, and so I picked up the phone, and I go, hey, who's this? It's Jordan. And I go, you're not a girl. He goes, you're not little Jess. So no, it's not. You never know. If you want to talk to Kayla in person today, now's your chance.
Yeah.
So, high-low, I want to go to Disneyland coming up. We need one single female P1 to help us with Kayla. Confirm or deny. Do all of that right now. Thank you very much for getting up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So this is called Kayla, confirm or deny, but we brought in some help. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Hi. How long have you been married?
17 years.
Oh, right on. No, this is perfect. You're a fully formed adult. You can tell us. You can give us the real story on how important these things are.
For sure.
This thing said 10 things that she wants you to notice, and I'm like, really, really. So we're gonna grade them on a scale of 1 to 10. How important it is to you that a guy notices these things. Also with us is Katie, and it says here on my screen that you are a 22-year-old, Kayla wrote this, by the way, that you are a 22-year-old hottie with a body. Is this?
I got that mom bod going on, Chet.
Atta girl. Get it. But you again, you're 22 and single, yes?
Give or take. More, yeah.
22-ish.
No, 22-ish or single-ish?
Single-ish.
All right.
Taken, but interested.
Yes.
Understood. Yeah, no, we get it. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it that somebody notices your shoes?
I mean, a 5.
Chris, how important is it to you?
1.
Yeah, Kayla?
Depends on the shoe. I have my eye on a pair of high-top Nikes that I absolutely love, and if Buddy never noticed them, I'd go ballistic on him.
Okay.
So I'll say like a 7.
Damn, but it's the high-top Nikes that are the important ones?
Right. I think the fancy dress shoe kind.
No. Chris, scale of 1 to 10, how important is it that they notice that you're funny?
I'm funny? Oh, gosh. I don't have the sense of humor he does, so I guess maybe a 2.
Yeah, see, we're a 1 and a 2 for Chris so far. Katie, how important is it that they notice that you're funny?
Oh, my God, that's a 10.
Yeah, I like it.
Good. Could you step it up so we can notice it?
Scale of 1 to 10. Oh, Kayla, how important is it that he notices you're funny?
Yeah. At least a 9, if not a 10.
43, yeah. How important is it that they notice that you smell different, Kayla?
Oh, I've 6, maybe. I don't know.
Chris, how important is it that he notices that you smell different?
Like a 10.
Yeah, same thing. Katie?
I would say like an 8.
It's important, man.
Like his senses have to match up with your scent.
You've changed, perfume, that's important.
That is important. You're totally right.
That's what I'm saying.
He wouldn't notice.
Ooh. I went ballistic on Buddy when I switched over from one Juicy to the other Juicy because I love Juicy perfumes, and I went crazy on him.
I think the thing about it is, too, that guys don't care. They think you smell great always. You know what I mean? We like how you smell. How important is it that they notice that you cleaned up, Katie? Oh, that you clean? Hang on. Is it clean up the house or clean up? Yes, that you cleaned up the house. How important is that they notice that, Katie?
Oh my God, that's a 20. Yeah,
absolutely.
Chris,
same? Yeah, 20. Kayla, yeah. Oh, yeah. How important is it that they notice that you've worked out, Kayla?
I'd say like a nine.
Chris?
I'd say probably an 8.
Katie?
Work out, so 2. Yeah.
I don't work out.
I love
so
it. The hottie with the body.
I mean, Kaylin Spence has seen me. I met them when we were at the Easter egg thing. I'm Kaden's mommy.
Oh,
yes, and I've seen you on the gram. I've seen you on the gram. Yeah, stop being modest. how important, and this is way more personal than I was thinking we were going to get, but how important is it that he notices that you waxed? Kayla.
0.
Oh, wait. Who said 10? Chris said 10?
I said 0.
Katie said 0.
Katie said 10.
Oh, Katie said 10. Chris said 0.
Yes.
Kayla?
I laser, so I mean, I'm good.
Perpetual.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Perpetual.
What do you want from me? I'm sorry. It's not important.
I would do laser if I could, that's for sure.
The whole hair thing. This is important. The whole hair thing. If you've changed your hair, you got a cut or whatever, how important is it that he notices? For real, real, Chris.
Oh, that's 100.
Katie?
You don't notice my hair. He's in big trouble.
Huh, Katie.
I talked to him about it because there's a certain length that I cannot go past. So we talk about it. So
wait,
it's a 10.
He has put a hair length rule down on you?
Well, it's just like I can't go too short because then I just look like I'm a child.
Oh, okay.
So it's like. And we both agreed on that.
I thought you were just saying he was controlling.
Yeah, my God.
I was like, wow. Kayla, like, how important on your hair? How important?
A 45. I mean, like, you got to notice it. I don't care if I got it trimmed and they took off a half an inch. You better say something because I went and got a blowout for you.
Understood.
Right?
Understood. My wife always bails me out because she will remind me that she's getting her hair done, and then she will come home and ask me how it looks. So she bails me out 9 times out of 10 on that.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Are you still upset that we couldn't understand that there's actually 5 more trips left?
No,
mad?
I don't
Are you
care.
Still mad? I think you cared deeply. Kayla had like veins bulging out of her neck. She was yelling at Spence and I that there's actually 5 trips or 5 sets of tickets.
Yeah.
For High-Low, I want to go to Disneyland. And we didn't believe her. But this is why we have a double math major on staff.
True.
So
to do the basic numbers, yeah.
She's like, guys.
It was a little Hulk moment there. I had some veins.
She got
yeah.
to the point of where Spence and I were like.
And what's really funny is she's still wrong. There's only 4.
No, I'm not wrong. You're wrong.
How dare you. See? I see what you were doing. You were pulling out the, yeah. You were proving what was going on in here. I see what's happening.
I will accept your apology after the show.
He's fine.
I'm not upset about it. I'm just.
No, see, this is what you got to understand. He watches those crime shows. What he did right there is he was showing the court that he got you to blow up on the witness stand. That's what it is. So, see, she's violent, Your Honor. That's what that was right there. Don't let him, don't.
Got it.
Just leave it alone from here on out. Okay, so I'm going to start here. It's a 177-second survey, but the setup for the first question is 3 questions in 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes. Everybody has to take part, no one-word answers, okay?
Got it.
But the first one needs a little setup, so I'll start the clock after we set up.
You're good and ready.
Yeah, start the clock when I feel like that. What's going on? My boyfriend and I just got engaged, says the email that we got. We've been living together for a little under a year, and he pays me $500 a month. The house I own, is this from, Did you write this, Kayla? Is this yours? Pays me $500 a month. The house I own is paid off. Bills are on the low end, so technically, he pays $200 in rent. He thinks, once we're married, that he shouldn't have to pay rent anymore and that we should split the bills evenly. He's also stressed because he has accrued some debt, about 15 grand since we've been together. This frustrates me because I worked very hard to pay off my house early, and I feel like he's taking advantage of that. He's made less money than me the entire 4 years we've been dating, and it's a constant issue in our relationship. I believe the man should contribute more than the woman. I'd love to split everything and own a house. It's 2019. What are you doing? I'd love to split everything and own a house together, but he's nowhere near being able to do that. What is the fair thing to do once you're married? So once they're married, and here we go, and we've only got 3 minutes, and we'd be able to take up the whole 3 minutes. Okay, so does he still have to pay? Once they're married, does he have to pay rent?
Yes, he does.
No, the house is paid off. There's no rent to pay. The house is paid off.
There are expenses to living in that house. Like you have to save up to renew the, the home warranty.
Insurance and all that stuff.
So you split all the costs.
But
it doesn't sound like they're going to do a joint account or anything like that, because he's accrued so much debt, they can't do a joint account anymore, or else that becomes her debt.
And now it's her debt. She's an idiot. I wouldn't.
Well, if you have
guy.
A bank account, she's not taking on his debt if you have a bank account.
Okay. Well, I mean, I still think that he should still contribute. That's his way. It's not like all the money that she makes, just because they don't have to pay off the house, it's not like all the money she makes isn't going somewhat to the house and the upkeep of the house and everything.
But if they're married,
it doesn't matter.
If you have separate accounts, maybe. But isn't that weird that you got to write your wife a check every month? Does that go the other way?
Well, like if he owned the house and she had to continue to pay the rent?
Yeah, like I don't want a check. I don't want a check from my wife. We're together in this. I don't want money from her.
I would expect my boyfriend, if we got married and this situation was reversed and he owned a house, I would expect him to like charge me rent and everything, unless we...
You're married.
I get it. You do things for the other person, but there has to be some sort of like... And you would want that anyway. It shows that you're paying towards something.
The house is already paid for. What's he paying towards? You're already splitting the bills that are coming in.
Listen to how whiny Spence and I are right now.
I don't understand.
We're both whiny.
I'd make him pay off his debt before I married him. That's what I would do.
Yeah,
that is true. I would.
Yeah, at what point does all that nonsense stop? When you get joint accounts,
because you assume that debt, right?
I don't mean it's nonsense. Yeah. I get it. But
when you get married, once you're married, that's your debt. That's collectively.
Yeah,
your
you
debt.
Assume the debt anyway, don't you?
Oh no way, man! Don't marry.
Don't marry him right now.
Whatever rent you're going to charge him, tell him pay that toward your credit card.
Is the Kool-Aid man the pitcher, or the Kool-Aid inside the pitcher?
The Kool-Aid man is the pitcher.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid inside is his lifeblood.
Yeah, it's his guts. it's his Kool-Aid guts. Your significant other and their... Okay, so Spence, Steph and her mom switch bodies. Kayla, Buddy and his dad switch bodies. You have to do it with one of them to switch them back. Who do you do it with? Buddy and his dad's body or his dad... Buddy's dad in Buddy's body.
I don't think I can make it work either way.
I know. This feels so wrong in so many ways.
Impossible question.
Which is why. All right. Well.
Well, Amy's mom.
Oh, we're done. You know. Oh, leave me. You know what, lady? Leave me out of this. I don't want any part of that one.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the answer is I just became a monk.
Yeah, right?
I think I might have just become a monk.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Thank you. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.